This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. Robert Ginsberg, the host of KUAF's Shades of Jazz every Friday and Saturday night at 10, gives us his choices for his favorite jazz of the just completed year.
2012 was noteworthy not only because we avoided the end of the world and falling off the fiscal cliff. More importantly, it was a great year for jazz recordings. And I'd like to feature some of my top picks for the year 2012. I actually have four recordings I'd like to share with you. Two great trio recordings and two recordings from great women in jazz. Brad Meldow has released two noteworthy CDs in 2012 with his trio, one entitled Ode and the other Where Do You Start, both on the Nonesuch label. Meldow's produced a body of trio recordings over the years that really rivals the legendary work of Bill Evans and Keith Jarrett. With longtime bandmates Larry Grenadier on double bass and Jeff Ballard on the drums, Meldow continues to display remarkable facility and imagination. Where Do You Start comprises the trio's interpretation of 10 tunes by other composers, along with one Meldow original. Here's the trio's take on South American composer Toninho Horta's tune, Aqui Es Coisas Todas. Another trio recording from 2012, but with a much different groove, comes from the pianist Vijay Iyer. The American-born son of Indian immigrants and a 2011 Grammy nominee, Iyer was described by the Village Voice as the most commanding pianist and composer to emerge in recent years, and by the New Yorker as one of today's most important pianists. Iyer has developed an original sound and really his own conceptual world. His music is both compelling and challenging. In addition to intricate originals, Iyer covers songs by Duke Ellington, Henry Threadgill, and Flying Lotus, instantly making them his own. Here's a snippet of the title track from the 2012 release by Iyer, Accelerando. Alto saxophonist Grace Kelly has performed over 500 concerts as a leader all around the world at prominent venues such as the Montreal Jazz Festival, the Newport Jazz Festival, Lincoln Center, Carnegie Hall, the Kennedy Center, Apollo Theater, Birdland, Boston Symphony Hall, Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola, and Ronnie Scott's in London, not to mention a vast array of venues as far away as Europe and Asia. Grace Kelly became the youngest ever musician voted to the Downbeat magazine's critics poll at age 16, and she just turned 20 last year. Her CD, Live at Scullers, features not only her amazing saxophone virtuosity, but also her vocal talents. Incidentally, Grace Kelly will be appearing with her quartet on February the 16th in Star Theater at Walton Arts Center. Here's Kelly, live at Scullers, the legendary jazz club in Boston, playing the jazz standard, The Way You Look Tonight. Finally, on my list of the best jazz recordings from 2012, a vocal tour de force from Brazilian singer and composer Luciana Souza. Souza is a singer and a songwriter who defies category. Her singing has been called transcendental, and her recordings have garnered fans all over the globe. The Book of Chet and Duos 3 are her two offerings from 2012. Both records have been nominated for a Grammy. The Book of Chet as Best Jazz Vocal Record and Duos 3 as Best Latin Jazz Record. The Book of Chet is an introspective exploration of the singing of Chet Baker. Recorded live with a trio, it showcases Luciana's singing American standards associated with the late trumpet player Chet Baker. From the Book of Chet, here's Luciana singing the Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn tune, I Fall in Love Too Easily.
I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard. For love to
these are but a few of the great recordings that came out in 2012 in the world of jazz. Tonight on my show, Shades of Jazz, I will feature nothing but releases from 2012, including vocalist Gregory Porter, Keith Jarrett, Ravi Coltrane, Pat Metheny, Kurt Elling, and much, much more. Thanks for listening.
Robert Ginsberg is the host of KUAF's Shades of Jazz every Friday and Saturday night at 10. He also is the founder of the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society. More can be learned about the organization at digjazz.com.
Later today on This American Life, You know how every business has a mission statement? That's what I wanted. Like, you were Daryl Watson. You were born on this day. This is your purpose. This is how you're going to do it.
For the new year, stories of people making resolutions that are so big you can't even call them resolutions, including this guy.
I thought, why aren't more people giving away everything that they own and walking across the country?
And an entire country deciding to start over from scratch. It's later today.
This American Life, just ahead at 10 o'clock here on KUAF.